Morning, Matt. Peter Bagley. I'm the farm manager out here at Pack Seeds in Kununurra. We grow predominantly hybrid seed for the commercial market, so we grow the seed that all the other farmers in Australia grow.
And what have we got here?
Well, it's one of our bird deterring devices. It's our drone, which we use to scare birds and deter them, scare them, chase them away from the crops. It's a lot cheaper option than a helicopter or bird scarers on the ground. It's very effective, and if I can fly it around a little bit, I'll show you what it can do.
What gave you the idea to use a drone for scaring birds?
When we were researching different ways to be chasing birds, and I've been doing it for like 35 years, I found a site where these drones were being advertised as bird scaring drones. So the original drone we had got damaged, but it was very effective. Probably not as effective as this one, because this one's a lot larger. It carries a payload, which is a bird scaring audio device, which sends out or transmits high-pitched distress calls and bird of prey calls, and the birds don't like it at all. An hour or so on each farm is enough to keep the birds away for a few hours. So we do a couple of runs each day on both farms, and it saves us probably around $2,000 a day.
We heard it take off, and now it's way up the paddock. What sort of reach do you get on it?
It's got a range of about 5 kilometres from its home point. That's the home point being where it starts from each time.
Yep.
So you can manually fly them, or you can set waypoints in a field and it'll automatically fly those waypoints, or you can set a flight path by recording a mission that you fly across a paddock, and then it'll remember that mission and it'll fly the exact same path each time you want it to go out to the paddock.
You can see a few birds flying around it now.
Yeah, the kites and the hawks tend to come in because I think they're inquisitive. They don't know quite what it is, so that's a plus for us if we can get the birds of prey in and hovering around the field. And also, if you sit and hover with the bird scaring device on where there are birds, they eventually get quite annoyed with it and just go away. So we've moved most of our bird problem from the main farm here at Remoo. Unfortunately, that's gone over to our next door neighbours, which they're not really happy about. Yeah, for us it's working brilliantly. And like I say, the cost, you actually recover the cost in the first couple of weeks of activity, because this drone's worth $13,000, and we recover that very, very quickly. And it saves us a lot of loss that we get from the birds. Our worst paddock this year was half a tonne to the hectare was lost to birds.
Wow.
And that's seed, that's not grain. Seed's worth up to 4 or 5 times more than grain is per kilo, so that's a significant saving for us.
You say you recoup the costs really quickly. Can you explain to us why that is and what the alternatives have been over the years?
All right, we recoup the costs because the methods we used over the years have been a helicopter at around $550 an hour.
Wow.
Sometimes you'll do 2-3 hours every morning. Then we have ground crew on quads with shotguns, and we use the quads and the guys on them to ride around and scare the birds. We don't shoot the birds, we shoot to scare them. So we're just making noises. We don't actually go around shooting birds. We never have and never will. But we just go around and with ground crew. So you're looking at, normally without a drone, we'd have 2 people on the ground with quads and shotguns, and also a helicopter in the air, plus numerous gas guns and static devices to try and keep the birds away. And this accounts for 2 bird scarers and a helicopter, basically. And like I say, it's a huge cost saving, and they're not difficult to fly. The technology is really, really good. They're really easy to control, and you know, I'm sure that any farmer that can operate a GPS can operate a drone.
And you're not getting the sense that the birds are catching onto it and
no, not at all.
Not at all.
The birds actually get quite used to the shotguns, the gas guns, all the other bird scaring devices. They even get used to a helicopter, believe it or not. But if you randomly attack them with the drone, they don't like it. You can see those geese now. They've already heard it.
Ah, yeah, here we go. A decent flock of magpie geese are being chased by this drone. I'll have to get a video of it. It's got a bit of speed, that drone, if you want it.
Yeah, flat out in a balanced flight, so using all 3 flight controls, about 80 k's an hour. Just normal flight, about 66 kilometres an hour. Yeah.
So it's working for you. What's your thoughts about next year?
I'd like to eventually end up with two, so we've got one at either farm, but we're happy with just the one at the moment. But yeah, we'll just probably stop using the helicopter as much and rely more on the drone, which is like a hell of a lot cheaper. Yeah.
Thanks for showing it to us.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll just see if we can bring him home for you.